Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Trouble overnight in Central Park. Two men and a boy robbed at gunpoint this morning as one in a series of crimes that have taken place. A 35-year-old man, 21-year-old man, and a 15-year-old kid approached by four robbers. And Mayor Adams says enough, so they're proposing to step up patrols, including the use of drones or whatever necessary, to put a cap on what has seemingly turned into a weekly routine. Somebody attacked by a walk-up stranger. The mayor's attempt at a crime crackdown at Central Park is where we'll begin our news on this Tuesday. At a news conference today, the mayor says there are a number of remedies on the table, but he used caution in detailing any of them.
There's a combination of public safety tactics that we're going to be using in that area. We don't want to give, we don't want to let the bad guy know what we're doing, because I know all news all the time. They listen to 1010 to get their tips.
Thank you for the shout out, Mr. Mayor. Meantime, this latest incident happened near the Grand Army Plaza section of Central Park, not to be confused now with Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn. Meantime, we had a shooting in the Bronx overnight, leaving one man hospitalized, multiple wounds to one of his legs. Police say another guy showed up on his own, and he too had a gunshot wound to the leg. Both were at a party at 561 Walton Avenue about 3:30 in the morning. The police report says several people got into it at this party and somebody pulled out a gun, and you know what went on from there. A 26-year-old man got hit several times in his leg, carted off in a police car. He flagged them down. One other guy, 27, drove himself, both in stable condition now. Still looking for suspects. Police say they found at least 9 shell casings at the scene. And now to George Santos. Remember him? Opening statement set to begin about a month from now in his fraud and financial crimes trial. But they held a pretrial hearing today, and 1010 Winds was there.
Although former Congressman George Santos wanted a jury survey to see their opinions of him, the judge said no. She called such a survey very offensive and inefficient. Instead, she said being questioned in the courtroom will get truthful, spontaneous responses. She did agree with Santos's attorneys that the jury will remain anonymous. Santos did not speak to reporters. In the courtroom, he nervously moved in his chair. The defense attorney said Santos's campaign finance manager, who pleaded guilty to conspiracy, is going to be a key person on the stand. But the concern, can she speak freely? Or will she instead plead the fifth because she has yet to be sentenced? Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Islip, Long Island.
Yeah, Santos pleading not guilty to a range of financial crimes, including lying to Congress about his wallet, collecting unemployment while actually working, and using campaign monies to buy fancy clothes and other goods. Two NYPD detectives and two others in big trouble now for allegedly pulling off a COVID fraud scheme. Federal investigators say they helped more than 65 people fraudulently score small business pandemic relief funds. So now, Detectives John Bolden of Valley Stream and Anthony Carrera of Staten Island are on the hot seat, charged with running the scheme. They say Bolden's mom and his cousin were also in on it. Bolden suspended without pay. Carrera now retired. Both owned an interest in a tax preparation franchise. And police say their scheme started in May 2020 at the height of the pandemic. That's when the Fed started offering paycheck protection loans to small businesses that had to, close their doors. They say the group figured out a way to game the system until they got caught. A police-involved shooting in Newark last night, which started when cops say they spotted a stolen vehicle in Clinton Place. And as they were arresting one guy, they say another guy came barreling out of a nearby store, jumped in the driver's seat, and things went downhill from there.
After a brief police chase, it appears this Porsche then lost control and bounced off the wall of the school here in Clinton Place. Then one of the young suspects inside, according to witnesses, hit the gas and tried to run down the police officers from Newark. This young lady lives on the block.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. I mean, just because, like I said, I told him I've never heard, a police gun before. So it was just, a very loud bang, bang, and then it's when a crash happened, and now we came out, and it was just, a crazy scene because, the police officers were running everywhere, and then they had bags, and then they tried to see how they could get him out the car, and they tried to revive him, and,
Jersey State Attorney General leading the investigation. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Newark, South Ward.
Tish James told the nearly dozen large tech companies to make sure to protect voters from election-related misinformation. The New York Attorney General says while misinformation has been a concern in the past, with the rise of AI, barriers that prevent foolishness from seeping in have been weakened. The letter was sent to 10 social media and AI companies, including Meta, Google, OpenAI. Her letter said the generative AI tools the recipients have built have become increasingly popular and easy to use and misuse. She says stuff has already been circulating online, and generative AI is making it harder for users to distinguish fact from fiction, as she put it. A new push is underway to clean up the overgrown and trash-strewn medians in Queens. A group of officials got together this morning in Queens Village to unveil a new initiative to tackle it head-on. Queens Borough President Donovan Richards says it's time for the city to reinvest in Queens now.
Queens pays some of the highest tax rates in New York City, and we deserve a return on our investment in the city and certainly in our borough.
Over the last several weeks, he says his office has come up with a database of some 206 overgrown or unsightly medians that feature tall weeds, overgrown bushes, dead trees, generally, you know, just trash that's been illegally dumped. Says half of them are in eastern Queens, while the rest are in Fresh Meadows, Woodside, Astoria, and East Elmhurst. So they're calling on the city now to clean the medians and reimagine how those areas will be kept clean.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.